Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And once again, I'm reminding everybody, download the Devil Radio app from Google, Apple, stores, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 on your phone, wherever you go. It's the easiest way, the best way, the clearest way to listen to Devil Radio. 24-7, listen to your favorite shows. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, leadoff batter. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, happy Friday to you, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. It's always a great show. Several things this morning I want to just talk about very quickly. One of the neatest things that's happened in a long time is the Bucks won a championship. It's great for Milwaukee. Totally awesome. But there's three other things. You got to take care of Mother Earth here, Republicans. This is all we have. We got to take care of the air and the water. Without it, we're pretty much screwed. So climate change is real. Number two is the virus. I have to give Trump credit. He recognized the pandemic and he fast-tracked the vaccines. And after we got it, they just kind of forgot about it. Biden's picked up the ball, done a great job. People need to get the vaccine. We do not want to go back. Last year was terrible. I got my life back finally, and now for some reason the anti-vaxxers, you need to get the vaccine, and the Republicans need to get on board. Hope I said that okay. And thirdly is our infrastructure. We need to fix up the house. It needs to be fixed. It's good for everybody. It's good for business. People that sell blacktop and concrete, I can go on and on, you know, re-rod, everything that goes with it, all of it. And that's my thoughts this morning. Please get on board, Republicans. And it's been a great week with the Bucks in Milwaukee. So with that, Matt, you have a great weekend also. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Thanks for calling in as always. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was at the Bucks parade yesterday. I don't know if anybody else came to Milwaukee for it. Down on Wisconsin Avenue, I was standing in the corner of Jefferson and Wisconsin, right a couple of blocks away from where it started. It was terrific. And the amount, you know, there was a huge crowd. It reminded me of the old circus parade and the old City of Festivals parade and all that, if anybody remembers those. Just great, great spirit. Everybody going crazy, having a great time. The players there on flatbed trucks coming by. And there was a feeling of our being together like I haven't experienced in a long, long time. So anyway, go Bucks, go Bucks, Bucks in six forever, Bucks in six. Although next year it'll be Bucks in four. I want them to sweep. And all of your other issues, Paul, right on the money, of course, the virus, infrastructure, and environment. And you hear those discussed in detail on this show, with good callers like yourself and with very, very good updated facts and suggestions. Going back to the lines, Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Betsy. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just love your show. I just listen and I just sit. And
thank you.
I mean, I just appreciate your information. And I just love Wisco Paul, by the way. He brings up so many good points. I mean, without this output of the Devil's radio station, I don't really think I would know anything, honestly. I really depend on you guys. And I just, you know, I'm going to support you as much as I can, but I'm so grateful for the Devil's Advocate radio station. And that's all I want to say, Matt. Thank you for all you do. You dedicate yourself to our Wisconsin. And I'm so grateful for that. Because we are Wisconsin. Right?
We certainly are. Listen, I really appreciate that, Betsy. And, you know, if you take a look at the programming, there's a lot of great syndicated programming, like Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. You know, they're not coming at, you know, they're syndicated nationally. But then you have that's unusual for a lot of radio stations. You have Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, you know, from in the afternoon, 2 to 5. That's a lot of radio. It's early drive time and a big chunk of drive time. And every day, and you get up-to-date information, you get up-to-date interviews with the breaking news in politics here and nationally, just like you get on this show, Matt Flynn Direct. Then you have Earl Ingram. Now, Earl Ingram, 5 p.m., my friend Earl Ingram, very, very well-respected guy in Milwaukee and around the state, and has a lot of expertise on civil rights issues and other issues, and has great interviews, great radio guy, and then great programming in the evenings, great programming in the evenings. And on weekends, you have great programming. You have great programming. You have, and the crown jewel of the weekends is Pizza Box Mike. Now, Pizza Box Mike is a character in a good way. He's perfect for radio. He knows radio. You got to listen to Pizza Box Mike noon on Saturdays. He thinks outside the pizza box, and there's a, you know, little kidding around about it. But the truth is, he just flat out says it like it is. He just flat out says it like it is. So there you have it. Betsy, thank you very much, as always, for calling in. And I like the bouquet you tossed to Wisco Paul. He's frequently the leadoff batter. Gets in the box early, leadoff batter. And then you are one of the cleanup batters. And that's all good stuff in baseball. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a major league ball player, and it didn't work out. But I was the center fielder on Latanzio Lumber. It was sponsored by a lumber company. And I batted third, and that's one of the cleanups. Fourth is the real cleanup batter. And the guy that led off was the guy that had to get on base no matter what. That's Wisco Paul. No, I'm getting very nostalgic. I'm going to go back to issues here. We're coming up on a break after that. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up, because I will get back to you right after the break. What I want to say is, and this is an important piece of information, the House of Representatives just passed a bill to limit forever chemicals. And what this bill does is it directs the EPA federally, the Environmental Protection Agency, to list them as hazardous substances. What? They aren't already? No, it says list them. And then secondly, have the EPA determine whether these are pollutants under the Clean Water Act, which is a technical term, and set national standards and limits on drinking water. On drinking water. Listen, every well in Madison has forever chemicals in it. It astounded me. It astounded even me that the EPA hasn't already made this a hazardous substance. It is a hazard. It's forever. It astounded me that the EPA hasn't determined that they are pollutants within the meaning of the Clean Water Act. It's about time. And you know something? There are 23 Republicans, only 23 Republicans in the Congress who voted for it. The only one in Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher of Green Bay, all the rest of them, Tiffany and all the rest of them, voted against doing anything at the federal level to regulate forever chemicals. To regulate forever chemicals. And the fact is that you have Voss here and the Republicans, every time the DNR tries to at the state level, because the Republicans go, we'll do it at the state level. Okay, we did it at the state level. The DNR put in levels. And you know what happened? Voss squashed them. And then a court squashed them by saying Voss hadn't given permission, because he's really the governor after the lame duck legislation in 2018. This is not a democracy. This is not a democracy. This is drinking carcinogenic water. That's pretty basic. I mean, people are going to put cyanide in the water. Hey, we shouldn't do that. Do not hang up. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.